Listener Production.
Hi, Saskia Channing here with the latest. The state opposition believes a restructure of the Department of Regional New South Wales is a waste of time. It's being renamed the Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development and will have closer ties to the Premier's office. Chris Minns says it's about ensuring a whole-of-government approach, but Nationals leader and Dubbo MP Dougald Saunders says there's no need to change anything.
When you have departments like DPI, LLS, that are working extremely well, why do you play with them and then put regional communities at risk? There's no need to do that. The Premier is trying to centralise power back to his department.
Police say it's a miracle more people weren't seriously injured in a bus crash near Dubbo over the weekend. A driver who was being pursued by officers moments earlier collided with a Trainlink bus on the Mitchell Highway on Saturday. The car swerved erratically towards the coach. However, the female bus driver managed to take evasive action, with only 8 passengers suffering minor injuries. The 32-year-old man driving the car died at the scene. A Dubbo man's accused of threatening several people in public with an old-fashioned rifle. The 49-year-old was arrested on Friday with officers seizing a musket. He's among 11 people charged during a 5-day police crackdown on organised crime in the Arana. And the latest GST carve-up is set to cost New South Wales more in lost revenue than during the pandemic. That's according to the Treasurer, who says the state is facing an almost $12 billion loss over 4 years. An opening round thriller in the Blouse Cup. After trailing Orange City 22-7 at halftime, the Dubbo Kangaroos bounce back to win 26-25. Meanwhile, Bathurst and Forbes also picked up wins. The Peter McDonald Premiership is underway, with the Bathurst Panthers beating Lithgow 44-22. Meanwhile, in the Woodbridge Cup, Cowra, Yugara, Oberon, Manildra and Molong all grabbed the points, while Canoundra and Trundle settled on a 10-all draw. And in the Western Premier League, no luck for the Arana Spurs in their first clash of the season, going down to Bathurst 75 2-0 and a massive 9-0 win for Panorama FC over the Parks Cobras.